you for that song we have today. We don't know about tomorrow, so we take one day at a time. The Lord will give us the directions if we will only ask Him. Brother Brian Gill was going to come preach for us this time, and I think he said he'd been preaching 2 years in August, just about a year and a half now, a little over. We appreciate him. He's also our WANA commander and don't get to come in on Wednesday night because he's busy with the kids. We thank God for him, doing a great job with our children, and we appreciate that. But now we have him tonight, and we thank God that he's going to preach to us. Listen attentively unto the Lord.
Good evening. Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And turn in your Bibles tonight, if you would, to Joshua chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24, we'll read 14 through 18. Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drave them out from before us, all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear most gracious and heavenly Father, we just come to you today, tonight, thanking you again for this wonderful day that we can come out to your house. We thank you for the freedom we still have to come out to your house and worship you. We don't have to worry about sneaking around. We can just freely come as we see fit. And we don't want to ever take that for granted, Lord. God, we just thank you again for being with us. Now we just pray that you would speak to us the words that you'd have us to hear, Lord. God, help me to be the mouthpiece that you want me to be. Help me to say what your will is, and to not say anything contrary. We just love you and thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we get into the message, I'd just like to share something real quick, something little concerning this message. Some of you may recognize this as being, verse 14 is the Awana theme verse for the year. And I feel like sharing this with you. It's just something little, but means a lot to me and shows you how awesome God is and how concerned He is with the little things as well as the big things. Last summer, when God laid verse 14 on my heart to be the Awana theme verse, He also started giving me a message concerning this. And I thought, well, this is probably the message that I'll preach at the Awana Awards ceremony. And he gave me quite a bit of the message back then, but as time went on, he gave me little tidbits here and there. And talked to Roy a few weeks ago, and we had done settled that I would do the message in the awards ceremony. But God had other plans. And I talked to Gunn and Roy this week, and the Lord told me, I don't want you to do the message on the awards. Not. I said, what? You know, I did it last year. I just assumed I'd be doing it. So I kind of went back and forth, but the Lord said, no. He said, I want somebody else to do it. And so I talked to Brother Roy and Gunn, and Gunn's going to give that message. And I kind of questioned. I said, well, why did you give me this message, you know, concerning that verse, you know, didn't you? But anyway, this morning during the service, the Lord started expounding on this message to me during the service. And I'm like, what are you doing, Lord? I guess you've got it figured out. And well, he had it all straightened out. God knew what he was doing. And Brother Roy called me this afternoon and asked me to preach tonight. And I knew that this was the time to give this message. So I just praise God. He's got everything in control. We just got to trust him, and we don't need to get in his way. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you. So the message tonight, if you want a title, it's Why Do We Serve the Lord? Here, let me just give you a little background. The Israelites, they've already been through the wilderness. Moses had died. Joshua was the leader, and he led them out of the wilderness. He defeated the Amorites and others, and now they're in the promised land. But yet, the people of Israel still wanted to do their own thing. They said they wanted to serve God, but yet they were still serving other gods. They were serving the Amorites. And finally, Joshua called them on it. He says, verse 15, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. That word evil here means to spoil, to break into pieces, to make good for nothing, afflict, do harm, do mischief. They were doing all these things, but they were corrupting the Word of God. They were corrupting the servant of God. They were contaminating it. Because they were doing their own thing as well. You can't have it both ways. You can't serve other gods and say that you serve God too. And Joshua called them on it. Down in verse 19, it says, and Joshua said unto the people, you cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. So that tells us that we can't just do what we want to do and say that we serve God. And then, oh yeah, we think we're going to go to heaven. We got to put our full faith and trust in Him. And when we do that, then He'll forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, got to thinking about this a little bit concerning today. You know, there's many religions around the world. You know, Muslims, Hinduism, Buddhism, one that you don't hear too much anymore, the New Age movement. And then seems like a lot today, atheism has kind of, the New Age has kind of morphed into the atheism. You know, atheism means they don't believe in a God, or they say they don't believe in a God. But just like the New Age, they say, New Age says there are their own gods. You know, everybody's a God. We're our own God. We want to do what we want to do ourselves. And that's really what atheism is. When you say that there is no God, you're saying that you're God and that you make all the rules for yourself. But anyway, the Bible teaches otherwise. You know, the world says always lead to heaven. All roads lead to heaven. You can serve the way you want to and go to heaven. But the Bible says, Matthew, Jesus says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereout. But listen to this. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few that be that find it. You see, the way is only narrow, and that way is only Jesus. Jesus is the only way. You can't get there through all these other religions. Only the way you can get there is through Jesus. Just like Joshua was talking to the people here, you can only serve God and Him only. There's only one way. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh to the Father but by me. now. So why do we serve the Lord? Just like Joshua said here to the people, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's what I would like to proclaim today. And I know many of you can proclaim that as well. But why do we serve the Lord? Why is He any different than these other religions? Well, we don't have time, but just like John says, the world couldn't even contain the books of all that Jesus can do. But we have His Word here, and you could spend days and days and years talking about all the things that Jesus does for us. But I just want to share a few with you tonight that really means a lot to me and should mean a lot to you. And maybe you're one of those that haven't took that step to say, I'm going to believe totally in Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I want to make Him Lord of my life and put behind me all these other things. First of all, God created the world. He created us. He created you and me. We're each one of us special and unique, but yet, we are made in His image. And the world tries to corrupt that. We are made in His image. How special is that? Just that one thing, if you dwell on that a little while, it's special. We're made in His image and in His likeness. We didn't evolve from monkeys. We didn't evolve from over millions and millions of years. That's what the world tries to tell us. That's what Satan tries to tell us. Now, another thing, God loves us so much. And you know, because of His foreknowledge, He knew men would sin before He even created them. Because He set up Jesus. He had Jesus be the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Before anybody sinned, He already had that figured out. He would take our punishment for our sins. And now, talking about His love, how much He loves us, how much mercy He has. Think about how much mercy He's had in your life and mine. How much He's forgiven us for our sins. He loves us so much. Romans 5:8 says, but God commendeth His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't have to get all cleaned up and everything before He come. He died for us. All the sin of the world, past, present, and future. Now, because of that sin, the Bible says we deserve death. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. And that's what we deserve. We deserve all of God's punishment, all of God's judgment that He's going to pronounce upon the ungodly one of these days. But there's a way of escape. And that way of escape is Jesus. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Isn't that awesome? That's why I say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, if we believe in Him, we have eternal life. But here again, I want to talk a little more about that love, how much He loves us. You remember the story of Lazarus? You know, he died. Jesus got word. He waited 4 days before He came. You know, He had that all planned out. That's a physical picture of the way it is for you and me. Every one of us are dead until we come to know Jesus. And Jesus said to Martha, after she said, if you'd have come, He would have lived. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Just think about that a minute. We can have eternal life through Him. And whosoever liveth, and believeth in me shall never die. We deserve death. We deserve all punishment. But yet, we have a way of escape through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then he asks this question, believest thou this? Do you believe it tonight? Do you believe it? I am the resurrection and life. He's the only way. Now, just take it a step farther. He takes our sins away. He loves us so much that He died for us. And He took our place so that we can have eternal life. But think about those sins that we've committed. How much? It says if we ask forgiveness for them, He forgets them as far as the east is from the west. He puts them in the bottom of the sea, never to be remembered again. What an awesome thing He's done. But I tell you, this verse here has meant more for me this last month. We studied about this chapter in Sunday school, and Mike Bagwell quoted this verse several times when he was here. It's 2 Corinthians 5:21. I just can't get over this. For He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in Him. Not only does He forget our sins, never to be remembered anymore, we are given the righteousness of God. Can you? That's kind of hard to understand, you know? But I say this many times. We're not to question that. He made the rules. He made the rules. This is His plan. Because of Jesus, we can have the righteousness of God. Now, going back to Joshua here, verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Anarites, in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So, what do you say tonight? Are you going to serve the Lord wholeheartedly, believing in Him? Are we going to try to do the things we want to do and say, hey, I believe in the Lord. Yeah, when the Lord comes back, I got saved. I went to church when I was a kid. I hear that all the time. But do you really trust in the Lord? Have you really accepted Him as Lord and Savior? Can you say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? Now, one more verse over in Revelation. Revelation chapter 22 and verse 7 says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And again in verse 20, he which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Jesus is coming. And it could be any time. It could be very quick. Are you ready? Have you said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? So tonight, I ask that you search your hearts. And if everybody would stand, if somebody would come play softly on the piano, I ask you tonight, do you need to do business with God? Do you need to make things right with God? I just feel like that by the story I've told you tonight, that tonight was the night for this message. When I was preparing it, I felt like it was for the Awana kids, maybe for the Awana families. Some of those families don't attend church. But God wanted this message tonight. And somebody here may need it. Maybe it's somebody on the internet, by CD or DVD. Somebody needs to make things right with God tonight. Can you truly say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord? If you need to come to the altar, you can come at this time. If you need to talk to somebody, Brother Roy, and there's others here that can talk to you. Thank you for coming.